Bhagavad Lila, chapter 43. Sri Krishna kills the elephant Kuvalayapida. This chapter describes Krishna's killing the king of the elephants in Mathura and causing a downpour of sweetness and opulence when he entered the wrestling arena, and Krishna's discussion with the wrestler Chanura. Without telling Nanda Baba, early in the morning from their encampment in Mathura, Krishna and Balaram went to the bank of the Yamuna with their Gopa friends. Before washing their faces and hands in the Yamuna, they said, "Oh, friends, listen to the big kettle drums in the distance, announcing the wrestling match. Let us now leave here and go to the arena." Then everyone quickly went to see the wrestling match. When Krishna reached the entrance of the wrestling arena, he saw the elephant Kuvalayapida blocking his way at the urging of the elephant's trainer. Krishna took off his shirt, tightened his belt, and placed his garlands and other dangling objects over his shoulders. He tucked his curly locks under his turban with his fingers, but fearing that they would come loose at the time of combat with the elephant, Krishna tied back his hair with his upper cloth, which means Krishna took his chadar and tied back his hair with it in a ponytail. Krishna addressed the driver of the elephant, the mahout. "I will send you to the abode of Yama." Thus threatened, the elephant keeper became angry, and he goaded his furious elephant, who appeared equal to time, death, and Yamaraj, into attacking Sri Krishna. He instigated the elephant to catch Krishna. The elephant is described as being like Yamaraj, who brings an end to one's life through the force of time. However, Kalosmi, Krishna is the master of time, which is stronger than the elephant. Thus the elephant and his trainer could do no harm to Krishna. Using its trunk, the elephant seized the waist of Krishna, who was standing there fearlessly. Krishna struck the elephant on his trunk with his left fist. As the elephant lost control from that punch, Krishna slipped out from his grasp and disappeared between his four legs, which were as big as pillars. First, Krishna hid behind one leg, and when the elephant used his sense of smell to detect Krishna, Krishna would hide behind another leg. In this way, playful Krishna cheated the elephant in many ways and showed the public his remarkable daring. Not being able to see Krishna, the elephant detected the Lord with his sense of smell and seized Krishna with his trunk once again, with a desire to display his remarkable feats to the public and to encourage the beast to keep fighting. Krishna allowed himself to be seized by the elephant's trunk. When the elephant thought he was successful, Krishna forcefully freed himself, saying, "So, you want to show your strength, do you?" Krishna then grabbed the powerful elephant, Kuvalayapida, by the tail and dragged him 25 bow lengths distance by his tail, and the elephant could do nothing to stop it. In order to encourage the elephant to fight, Krishna slightly slackened the force of his pulling. When the elephant regained strength, he would turn to the left in order to catch Krishna, who was holding his tail. Krishna would then move to the right. When the elephant would turn to the right, Krishna would go to the left. Just as a strong boy is moved about while clutching the tail of a calf. Krishna then came face to face with the elephant and slapped him and ran away. In order to play a different way, Krishna let go of the elephant's tail. Krishna then struck the elephant lightly with his hand. If Krishna had given him a proper blow, it would have killed the elephant immediately and ended the game. After striking the elephant, Krishna quickly ran away without any effort, but then reduced his speed to encourage the elephant to pursue him. When the elephant was catching up with Krishna and beginning to touch him, Krishna stumbled, as if tired of running, to make the elephant fall on the ground. To make the elephant forcefully strike the hard stone on the ground, Krishna pretended to fall on the ground and slowly rise up. Seeing Krishna on the ground, the elephant became determined to kill him. The elephant fell on his knees and dug the earth with his tusks. At the very fraction of a moment, the elephant was hurling his tusks. Krishna got up and ran to another spot. Foiled in his attempts, that royal elephant went into a frenzied rage out of frustration and furiously charged Krishna once again. Noticing that time was passing, Krishna concluded his sporting with Kuvalayapita. Krishna nonchalantly caught the elephant's trunk with his left hand, climbed up on the elephant, pulled out a tusk, and killed the beast along with his keeper. With the elephant's tusk perched on his shoulder and fine particles of perspiration like drops of dew on his lotus face, and the drops of blood and ichor from the elephant, Krishna's body glistened with beauty and appeared to be the epitome of vira ras, chivalry or heroism. Balaram and Krishna were both carrying one of the elephant's tusks each, and they entered the arena with several boys. Chapter 43, text 17. Malanam mashanir nrinam naravara strinam smaro murtiman gopanam swajano satam shitibujam shasta swapitro shishu mrityor bojapate virad avidusham tattvam param yoginam Rishinam paradevateti virito rangam gata sagraja. Krishna, the ocean of ras, appears differently to different persons according to their bhav. The various groups of people seated in the wrestling arena of Kamsa, they regarded Krishna in different ways when he entered the arena with his elder brother Dalji. The wrestlers saw Krishna as a lightning bolt, Ashani. The men of Mathura saw Krishna as Naravara, the best of males. The women saw Krishna as Cupid in person, Smara Murtiman. His parents, Devaki and Vasudeva, they saw Krishna as their child, Swapitra Shishu. The coward men, as their relative, the impious rulers as a chastiser, the king of the Bhojas, Kamsa, as death personified, Mrityu Bhojapater. The unintelligent saw Krishna as the Supreme Lord's universal form, and the yogis saw Krishna as the absolute truth, and the Brishnis saw Krishna as their supreme worshipful deity. This verse proves that Krishna is the personified essential purport of all the Upanishads. The Shrutis declare Krishna to be the great original form of all ras, Maharasa Sarup. That Krishna manifested himself within Kamsa's wrestling arena in Mathura to different types of people present in accordance with their particular mentalities. In front of the wrestlers like Chanura, who had bodies as big as mountains, Krishna was like a thunderbolt. Though Krishna has tender, cool, and gentle limbs, he appeared to the envious wrestlers to be extremely hard like a mountain with harsh, pain-inflicting limbs. Though sugar candy is sweet, it tastes bitter to one with jaundice. Though Krishna's form was seen by the wrestlers and other inclined spectators, they did not taste the real form of Krishna, Rasa Sarup, but rather experienced Rasabhas in their hearts. For the men of Mathura, who were not envious from their very birth and endowed with a generalized mood of pure love, Krishna appeared as the best of men, Naravara, possessing the most excellent qualities and performing the most amazing and extraordinary pastimes. Because the minds of these men of Mathura were situated in pure goodness, they appreciated Krishna's true identity as the best of all males, and thus they relished the mellow of astonishment. Vismaya Ras. The young women of Mathura, who were without any trace of material lust and full of prem, appreciated Krishna's true identity as the original Cupid. Therefore, within the hearts of the young women of Mathura, Krishna manifested the mood of conjugal affection, Ujjvala Ras. Shukadev uses the word Murtiman, which means incarnation or embodiment, to modify the word Smara, which means Cupid. This indicates that all other realizations are limbs or expansions of this particular Sarup, Krishna's form as the transcendental Cupid, Kamadev, Smara Murtiman, Sri Krishna Ki Jai. The coward boys appreciated Krishna's true identity, Sarup, as their intimate friend. Thus, among them, Krishna manifested Sakyaras, the moods of friendship, and the mellow of humor, Hasiras. The impious kings who were burdening the earth and offending the Lord's devotees saw Krishna as their destroyer. But since being the destroyer is not the Sarup of Krishna, who is the well-wisher of all and the reservoir of unlimited pleasure, persons like the wrestlers could not appreciate Krishna's true identity. Among them, Krishna manifested Rasabhas in a mood of anger, Rudraras. For his parents, Nanda or Vasudev and Devaki, Krishna appeared as a baby, indicating that they appreciated his sarup, since being the son of Nanda and Vasudev are both his true identity. Thus they experienced the mood of parental love, Vatsalya Bhav, and the mood of compassion, Karuna Ras, because they saw that there were persons present who wanted to hurt Krishna. Kansa, the king of the Bhojas, saw Krishna as death. Krishna, who is a stream of sweet, intoxicating nectar, does not have a sarup of death. Thus, Kansa did not really taste Krishna, but simply got a dim reflection of transcendental taste, Abhas, in the mood of fright, Bhayanaka Ras. To Kamsa's ignorant priests and other offenders, Krishna appeared as an ordinary, mundane person. Such bewildered persons said, "Just see, what sort of supreme lord is this that steals others' wives and slaughters cows and other innocent creatures? Indeed, even now his limbs are contaminated with the bones and blood of some living entity, which is wicked even for ordinary men. Thus Krishna is most repulsive to look at." such extremely sinful blasphemers who were unintelligent and more fallen than demons like Kamsa had no attraction for Krishna. Their mood was rasabhas, of ghastliness, vibhatsaras. For yogis like Sanak, Krishna was the supreme truth and person, the Param Brahma, which means that they did not appreciate Krishna's true identity. In them, Krishna manifested the mellow of neutrality, santaras. The members of the Brishni clan, they saw Krishna as their most worshipable Supreme Lord. They tasted his sarup in the mood of servitude, dasya ras. Among the 10 types of people described in the wrestling arena of Kamsa in Mathura, 4, being inimical to Krishna, were unable to appreciate the transcendental moods of relationship with Krishna, and thus they could not taste the real ras of Krishna, who is the source of all ras. Rasasai, rasubhaisa, rasubhaisa rasa, yayam, yayam, labdwarandi bhavati. The other 6 classes of persons relished 8 rasas. The Supreme Lord is a very form of ras, said the Upanishads, rasubhai saha, rasayayam, labdwanandi bhavati. Having tasted that rasa, our most astonishing bliss, the living entity becomes completely blissful. Labdwa anandi bhavati. It is confirmed in this 10th canto description of Kamsa's wrestling match that Krishna is that ras, rasavaisaha. The above statement am rasa from the Upanishads means that though a person may be blissful, if he attains Krishna, tam labdwa, who is ras personified, then that person becomes completely full of bliss, ananda bhavati. Seeing the elephant Kuvalayapita dead, and that the 2 brothers Krishna and Balaram were invincible, Kamsa was overwhelmed with anxiety. Even though he was a great hero, he now became completely overtaken by anxiety. Krishna and Balaram touched the minds of those who were looking at them because they looked so beautiful, like costumed actors on a stage. The eyes of the people in the galleries around the wrestling arena opened like lotuses, blossoming at sunrise to drink the sweetness of the faces of Krishna and Balaram. The Mathura Vasis were deeply relishing the incredible, unlimited beauty of Krishna. With wide open eyes they looked, with thirsty tongues they tasted, with flared nostrils they smelled, and with open arms they embraced Sri Krishna. They began to speak about what they had seen, the breaking of the bow, and what they had heard, the lifting of Govardhan Hill in Vrindavan, but not in any chronological order. Krishna's body was very attractive, with his bluish-black color mixed with red blood and the elephant tusk in his hand. The Mathuravasis remembered Krishna's qualities of heroism, the varieties of his sweetness like laughter and sidelong glances, and his boldness in breaking the bow without hesitation. Having seen or heard these things, they tried to remember them, though they were not qualified, and to talk about them. The people said, Eto Bhagavata Sakshat, Darer Narayanasya Hi, Avatir Navi, Hamsena, Vasudevasya Veshmani. These 2 boys are certainly expansions of the Supreme Lord Narayan, and they've descended to this world in the home of Vasudev. For the general audience, Krishna and Balaram appear to be plenary expansions, Amshena of Narayan. The people in the audience, appreciating Krishna's beauty, charm, character, and bravery, spoke to one another, describing what they had heard about Krishna and Balaram's pastimes in Vrindavan. Then the wrestler Chanur said, "Oh, Nandanandan, oh Ram, you too are well respected by courageous men and both skillful at wrestling. Having heard your prowess, the king has called you here, wanting to see for himself. Subjects of the king who try to please the king are surely to achieve good fortune, but those who fail to do so suffer the opposite fate. It is well known that the coward boys always wrestle with each other while grazing their cows in the forest. Let us begin to fight for the satisfaction of King Kamsa." Krishna replied, "We are just young boys. We should fight with boys our own age so that no irreligion will touch the organizers of the match. Any other arrangement would be unfair." Chana replied, "You aren't really a child or even a young man, and neither is Balaram, the strongest of the strong. After all, you playfully killed an elephant who had the strength of 1,000 elephants. Therefore, you too should fight powerful wrestlers like us. There is certainly nothing unfair about that. You can show your prowess against me, and Balaram can fight with Mushtika. You should fight with wrestlers who are strong like me, not with mere coward boys who do not match your strength." Krishna Balaram Jaya, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram Jaya, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya, Krishna, Balaram.